In local news, Raglan Art to Wear held a spectacular 20th anniversary show on Saturday, 26th of May, with a sold-out town hall crowd. Nico Pinfold was the winner of the Supreme Award with an outfit composed entirely of Dreamview Creamery bottle tops sewn together into a dress. The gold and black colours of the bottle tops were used to create a symmetrical pattern with a large amount of patience required to finish the design. The People's Choice Award went to the Peacock Air creation, which included a magnificent peacock's tail that folded out into a very large display. The outfit was made by a young team of Stella, Elliot, Ava and Zoe. The Forest Flora section was won by Joe Tweedy, the Kaleidoscope section by Fernanda Santoro, and the Suitable section was also won by Nico Pinfold. Pikake also won the Supreme Children's Award, and there were many other prizes handed out, including Top Children's Model going to Clara Anahira, Best Performance to Bob Noble, Funniest Creation to Benjo the Curious Cockatoo by Xavier Mathis and Cade Skirman, and the Best in the Children's section was The Tale of Two Feathers by June Hansen and Lola Atkin. Elsewhere, Well Energy Trust has announced the candidates for its election next month, and apart from the returning trust members, we can't tell you what any of them stand for yet, as most of the nominees are collected into groups with purposefully vague team names. We'll bring you more information if and when it comes to hand. Waikato District Council has begun working on the district's long-term plan, which sets out the priorities, plans and budget for the next 10 years. Council's currently conducting internal workshops and also asking communities for feedback about their aspirations for the district. You can comment by going to their website, click on Say It and choose the proposed community outcomes linked. Whangarau Environment Centre is looking for volunteer repairers to help with their new repair cafe, opening in a few months. Repair cafes are free pop-up events where local people bring their broken or damaged belongings and a local volunteer expert does their best to repair them. If you're keen to get involved, especially if you enjoy fixing things, they'd love to hear from you. And in local sport, the Whangarau Fire Rugby League team went to Te Awamutu over the weekend and got their first official win of their existence, beating the Firehawks 22-14. The Raglan Roosters football team also got their first win of the Sunday League season, beating the Jazz Raptors at home by 5-2. And that is the Raglan News for Tuesday, 30th of May, 2023.